Hey, Dave.
What?
How many guitar puns can you fit into a radio advert?
Oh, easy. Are you feeling strung out, struggling to pick up your instrument? Well, don't fret. My mate Dan will put his neck on the line to make your instrument the best it can be. Nobody does it better. Can't think of any more, Dan.
All right, I'm Dan, and I set up electric, acoustic, and bass guitars from my recording studio in Andover. Drum kit services also available. Visit danparkinsonmusic.com for more information, or find me on Facebook and Instagram. All right, I'm Dan, and you're listening to the Stage Fright podcast, where we talk about mental health while working in creative industries. Today on the show, I'm talking about, well, I don't know yet. That's how the podcast is starting. It's only downhill from here, mate. I did some videos for Marshall Amplifiers, and one of them got released the other day. We've got the legend Dan Parkinson in here from the Stage Fright podcast, and I was like, oh my God, that's like, that's amazing. If you're a songwriter, you know what I mean by the second verse, the dreaded second verse. But all you've got to go by is na 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 na. Basically biting my nails through anxiety. And I went to the doctor. I finished my first guitar, my Tom DeLonge guitar. Here's something I've been thinking about for a while. Jacob Collier. Mark Burford says I do a really good impression of Jacob Collier, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to do it. You know when someone says, oh, what songs do you know? And you instantly forget all the songs, you know? As I was walking up onto the stage, I thought, oh no, I don't actually know any songs. What is the last song you would ever want to listen to on your deathbed? That's a good question. Holly Chapman is fit. That's literally all this says. A weird thing to send in to a podcast. You're listening to the Stage Fright podcast. Right. I've just written the best song I think I've ever written. Imagine that. Imagine that's how the podcast is starting, with that sentence. It's only downhill from here, mate. Oh, it's so good. And I'm actually a bit rushed for time today because I've got Isla coming over for a lesson in about 40 minutes. So I've got to get this pod recorded. Yeah, but I was supposed to have a writing session with someone today, but they were ill, so they cancelled. And then, so I just had the day kind of to do other bits. And one of them was to finish this song I'd started writing. And I sort of got stuck with it a few weeks ago and decided, oh, fuck it, let's just open it today and just see what happens. And I just like wrote the whole thing. The only thing I haven't written is the second verse, which is, if you're a songwriter, you know what I mean by the second verse, the dreaded second verse. Because the chorus comes pretty much natural. The first verse is always quite easy, but then it's the second verse that you've got to try and change it up a bit. Anyway, I'm so excited about it. It goes, I don't know what it's going to be called yet. I don't know yet. I think it's, that means absolutely nothing to you guys, because in my head, when I sing that, I can hear the chord progression, I can hear what the rhythm's doing, all the drums, but all you've got to go by is na 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 na. Oh, I'll try and get it out as soon as possible, but it's getting to that stage now where I've finished the writing part, so that's all the fun bit done. Now I've actually got to like work on it and produce it up and do all that shit. It's sort of like if you're redecorating your room and the fun bit is deciding which paints you want and looking at stuff on like, what's it called? Pin drop. Looking at stuff on Pinterest and doing that thing with your camera on your phone where you can touch the wall and it changes color and the AI stuff. That's all the fun bit. And then you got to go out and buy the paint and actually do it. Actually go, oh, fuck, we've got to actually paint the wall now. Yeah, sort of. So it's getting to that part. But no, it's all fun. But yeah, I think it's the best thing I've ever written. Imagine that. Oh, I think I've bigged it up too much now. Right, what's been going on? What has been going on? Oh, did everyone like Jake Ward, by the way? He's a lovely man, isn't he? It was really nice to chat to him. I think I'm seeing him again on Monday. What's the date today? What was that? You hear that? A ghost in the machine? Perhaps a metaphor for... Weird reference there, if you get it. Anyway, I'm rambling. What did I talk about last solo pod? That's the thing with the solo pods. People send me little jokes from the pod and I laugh and I go, ah. Oh. And then I sort of think, what is that from? I recognise that. And then I'll message him back and go, mate, what's that actually from? And then he'll go, it's from your podcast. And I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, like, of course. But yeah, because I do so many and I don't write down what I'm going to say or what I have said. So it just kind of blurts out. Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to try and make it a quick one today. Sorry to HC, Holly Chapman. I think she's been mentioned in every podcast since, like, at the start of it was Drew that was being mentioned in every episode. And now lately, the last like 10 episodes, it seems, it's like everyone just mentioning Holly Chapman. I don't know why. Like, I mean, she's lovely. Like, it just keeps coming up. Yeah. Sort of like, when people rewatch the same TV shows for comfort, I sort of feel like she's like the comfort of the pod, right? It's like the catchphrase of the pod, Holly Chapman. Oh, yeah. So about a month or so ago now, I got this infection in my finger from basically biting my nails through anxiety. And I went to the doctor and like got it all sorted like the same day. And I thought, oh, I'll just go back to the studio and do some editing. It'd be fine. But it's actually like my index finger on my right hand. So actually like clicking a mouse hurt. So she like antibiotics, wrapped it all up, go and rest. So I kind of went home at like 10 o'clock on a Monday and just sat in bed and watched Jason and the Argonauts. And I didn't mind it. Like, normally I hate that, but I sort of thought, well, I can't physically do any work now, so maybe that's all right. And then towards the end of the day, I ended up doing some editing anyway. So I didn't fully take the time off. I just watched, the hour and a half it took for me to watch Jason and the Argonauts. But yeah, I was so amazed that like I managed to phone up at like 8 o'clock in the morning and I was in there at 9:30 on the dot. She came out. Then Parkinson, I was in there at 9:30. By 10 o'clock, I had my finger wrapped and antibiotics. It was kind of gross, but I'm talking about it, to be honest. No one cares.
patreon.com/DanParkinsonMusic for advert-free, higher quality and early access to the Stage Fright podcast.
Oh, so I finished my first guitar, my Tom DeLonge guitar. And that was quite nice because I've completely changed the colour. My mate Liam changed the colour for me. He sprayed it all and I put new pickups in it, new tuners, new bridge, all new electrics, and just turned it into a lime green Tom DeLonge style Stratocaster. And it was so much fun. And what I like about it is before it was just an Encore guitar. It was just a cheap guitar, 100 quid from Argos, and you get like a free amp and everything with it. And it was just sat, it's been sat in a case for about 20 years. And I was like, I can't sell that because one, no one's going to buy it. It was in such a poor condition. It was covered in stickers. All the frets were all like green. It was horrible. So I've like completely redone it up. And now it's an actual usable guitar. And I took it around my mum's and I said, oh, so I showed her the picture of the before. So it was black and white before. And I opened it up and it's now green and white. And she cried. And I was like, oh, that's, I guess, because that was the first thing that set me on my journey to music, like that my dad and my mum got me. My dad loves it. He thinks it's awesome. But yeah, my mum cried and I was like, oh yeah, this was the thing that they got me to go, here you go then. That was the first time that they got me something as if to say, there you go then. We think you can do this. So I was like, right, I'll show them. Yeah, I can try and do this. And here I am, over 20 years later, with a green guitar instead of a black one. Right, here's something I've been thinking about for a while. Jacob Collier. I know he's an absolute genius. Like, I know that. Like, that is a given. He's a musical genius. He knows all the rules. You can't fight that. Like, he knows all the rules to music. He's incredible, right? I've just never liked any of his music. Any of his music I release, I'm like, oh, I just don't get it. It always feels like an intro to me. Every one of his songs feel like an intro. But, and here's my musical recommendation for today, he's got a song called Little Blue. Oh my God. It is incredible. Oh my God. I think it's with Tori Amos or Belinda Carlisle. Let me find it. Little Blue. Oh no, Brandy Carlisle, yeah. So Jacob Collier, Little Blue, featuring Brandy Carlisle, is an incredible, beautiful piece of music. Stop this podcast now and go and listen to it and come back. I'll wait. What do you reckon? Good, innit? Mate, those little clicks at the start. His voice is just really like nice and rich. He's got quite a low voice, but the way he uses his notes, oh my God, it's just so good. All the patches sound really nice and soft, like the way he uses the acoustic guitar in it. And there's that lyric, the don't be afraid of the dark. That melody is, and that lyric is so simple, but you know, music just like hits you a certain way. That, it's about a minute in and it's just so lovely. It's such a great tune. He does all that, ooh, all in like 12 part harmony or whatever. And it's good because it's not too much because he does a lot of that stuff. But he kind of does it just enough in that song that keeps your ear kind of interested. But I mean, Brandy's voice is incredible. But yeah, Mark Burford says I do a really good impression of Jacob Collier, but I'm not going to. I'll do it another time. I don't, imagine he hears this. And I'm there going, yes, so the, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I need a piano in front of me to actually do it. Yeah. But that's, yeah, that is my music recommendation for today. Little Blue by Jacob Collier. It's so good. And I just don't, I never really got into his other stuff. But like I say, he's an absolute genius. He knows all the rules. He just knows all the rules. All right, I'm just going to take a quick break from the show to tell you about my Patreon, where for the price of half a coffee a month, you will get early ad-free versions of the podcast in a higher quality, as well as a load of behind-the-scenes photos and audio that I've been told to say are NSFW, which I don't know what it means, but people have it on their OnlyFans accounts. Apparently, I don't know, I've been told that. Patreon.com/Dan Parkinson Music. You can also get the app on your phone so you can listen to my voice wherever you may be. My Patreon has a pay what you can scheme where all tiers are the same. The aim of this is to have more Patreons paying the smaller fee a month and not pricing people out, which in turn will pay for the show and help it run and run until the end of time. Anyway, let's get back to the show. Ah, so I played an open mic last night for the first time in ages. I rarely play live, you know, apart from session work, but this was just for me. I kind of went down to Mark's open mic and a chat with him, and then he needed 10 minutes to fill, so I was like, oh fuck it, I'll get up and do it. And I just threw myself into it. I didn't, you know, when someone says, oh, what songs do you know, and you instantly forget all the songs, you know. As I was walking up onto the stage, I thought, oh no, I don't actually know any songs. I only know how to play badly drawn boy songs. But yeah, it was so good. I played four tunes, and it was so funny at the venue. There's like a wall in the middle of like the crowd. It's really odd. It's an awkward place. But behind the wall and right next to me, right next to my right ear. So as I'm playing, I'm doing an Avett Brothers cover, right? And there's a guy just on TikTok, full blast on his phone. So he's just flicking through videos at full blast, right? And and I was like sort of playing, trying to like, you know, zone him out. And then after the song, I nearly said, this next song is by Tom Waits, and the backing vocals are going to be done by this guy's phone over here. but then I'd run the risk of me looking like a dick. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, no one's listening to me. Whereas I don't mind people chatting and stuff, but when someone's just on their phone at full blast, it's a bit shit, isn't it? Like, put headphones on or go outside. Like, that's the thing about open mic nights is through the main door, there is literally the rest of the world that you can go hang out. Like, so that sort of, not, it didn't annoy me. It just sort of put me off a little bit. And I was thinking about TikTok too much and not focusing on my own voice. But yeah, yeah. You know what? I actually really need to go set up for this lesson. So I am going to, let's do some questions. And I think it's been a little bit about mental health today. What did I start with? Oh yeah. The song that I don't know what's going to turn out like. Don't know yet. Oh, when I was naming the, when I was naming this episode, I just left it blank, like episode 14. But I might call it Don't Know Yet. So it might be called episode 14, Don't Know Yet. So just because I can't think of anything else to call it. Don't Know Yet. What's that going to be like? Don't Know Yet. Right, let's do some questions. Oh, speaking of Sam Tanner, he's recently left Brother Strut, which is a massive decision. Like, fair play to him. That's great. Because it's, I mean, I've left a band and it's not an easy decision to make, but he's coming over next week. I might see if he wants to do another pod talking about it. But yeah, shout out to Sam Tanner. So yeah, let's do some questions. Take it away, Sam. Okay, question one. Do you like doing the podcast? I do. I really do love it. It takes me a little bit to get motivated, but yeah, once I'm sort of in, I kind of enjoy it. What's James Martin like? Yeah, he's lovely. He's so nice to work for. He sorts everything out for you. You turn up to rehearsal and there's like snacks and stuff laid out. It's really nice. Like, he just treats us really well. And he loves it. He loves playing live. You know, he loves playing music, and that's really sort of infectious to watch. So yeah, he's a lovely man. Absolutely lovely man. What is the last song you would ever want to listen to, like on your deathbed? That's a good question. I think, if I was just on my deathbed, there's a song by a band called Picture Center. The song's called Fireworks, October 1990 by Picture Center. Go check it out. It's so lovely. Again, it's like a little blue moment. You've got to listen to it with headphones. Like, it's such a good song. But if I was stuck in space and I'd lost control of the aircraft and I was just floating around in space, but I had an iPhone, so I was going to die in space, it would probably be Brian Eno, an ending by Brian Eno. Yeah, probably that. And I just look at the world until I run out of oxygen. So it depends. How else could you die? If I was tied to a train track, then I'd listen to, what can I listen to? The Gambler. All right. What is the best part about being a session musician? Getting to travel, that's really good. And learning new material, that's really good. What's the worst part about being a session musician? The uncertainty, I think. That's what really gets to me, the uncertainty. You know, you get booked for a tour and then it falls through, and that's a lot of income you've lost, you know, and you've got to kind of make that up somewhere else. But yeah, it's one of the best jobs in the world, isn't it? My next question. Holly Chapman is fit. That's literally all this says. Right. Holly Chapman's been mentioned again. Fuck's sake. I don't know whether that's Holly Chapman writing herself or someone stalking Holly Chapman's little Instagram. So again, that's not a question, but I mean, yeah, she's very nice looking. Like, just seems a bit weird. A weird thing to send in to a podcast. Right, last one. Where do you get your interview technique from? I don't know. Who inspires you? Oh, yeah. Okay. Where do you get your interview technique from? Who inspires you? I guess the main one's Louis Theroux. Yeah, Louis Theroux, Stacey Dooley. They're really good. I swear I've talked about these before. I listened to a couple of podcasts with a guy called Joe Wilkinson, Chatterbix and My Mate's a Footballer. And I love him. I think he's hilariously brilliant, but his interview technique is terrible, which is sort of part of his charm, because he'll ask a question and then he'll answer the question for them. He'll go, so what's it like being a professional football player? Is it the best job in the world? Does it come with a lot of setback? And he'll just keep talking for a good 30, 40 seconds and won't let them speak. Whereas someone like Louis Theroux will ask questions and then just wait for them to answer. And that's what I kind of aspire to be like. I kind of aspire to be as good as Louis Theroux, as good looking as Stacey Dooley, and as confident in her work as Stacey Dooley, and as funny as Joe Wilkinson. Yeah. Great. I've got to go teach now. But yeah, thanks for listening. Fucking Holly Chapman is fit. That's so funny. All right, thank you for listening. Remember to like and subscribe, and tell your mates about this show. Go on. Oh, I'll tell you another thing that happened actually before I go. I did some videos last year for Marshall amplifiers, and I was just reviewing some pedals and some other bits they've got coming out soon, and one of them got released the other day, and it just popped up on my feed. It was like, Marshall have tagged you in a post, and I was like, oh my god. I said, Marshall, we've got the legend Dan Parkinson in here from the Stage Fright podcast trying out the Governor pedal, and I was like, oh my god, that's like that's amazing, because I was having a really shit day on the Sunday. It came out on Sunday. Yeah, I was having a really like bit of a down day on Sunday, just like I didn't really want to do anything, and then that kind of really perked me up. Just a little thing like that, like, really made me go, oh, maybe what I'm doing is all right, actually, you know? Yeah, I just thought I'd mention that. But yeah, if you go on Marshall's Instagram page, then there's a a little video of me at the top. It's great. And because I didn't remember what I said in the video, it made me laugh. Like, I made myself laugh from the past. But I make myself laugh quite a lot, which is nice. All right, anyway, thank you very much, and like and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Patreon.com/DanParkinsonMusic for advert-free, higher quality, and early access to the Stage Fright podcast.